The only thing that we can't provide with is the beautiful weather. It's funny, sometimes we have to deal some customers that they come from over the hill and they get upset with us because it's foggy. And I said, listen, it's going to be sunny in 30 minutes. Trust me. And then they leave the store very happy.
For the Marin Council of Chambers, I'm Stephanie Plant, and this is We Are One Marin. Happy customers are the key to any business, but Sergio Vergara isn't a weatherman. Together with his wife, Susie, he owns the Stinson Beach Market, where they sell just about everything except sunshine. We spoke to him about the special sauce they provide at their West Marin grocery store and how the allure of this beach town drew them from their native Peru in the first place. A visit to West Marin also gives us a chance to learn more about this show's producer, Kalina Cloud. She grew up 5 miles up the coast from Stinson Beach in Bolinas. Stay tuned for a road trip to West Marin as we learn how Marin works.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Kalina.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, and it's a pleasure to have you. You have an honor here to be our first podcast interview from a business in West Marin.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
So
we're very excited about it.
Not only do we welcome you, but the staff at the Marin IJ welcomes you. Everybody's very happy that you were able to participate in our ad campaign.
So do we.
And so it's great.
Thank you.
Well, and I think for our listeners who are not local to Marin or even local enough to understand, Stinson Beach is 10 to 12 miles over a very, very narrow, winding road from Mill Valley through the protected GGNRA land,
right.
Golden Gate National Recreation Area land out right. to the coast. And really, there's only two roads to get there. And if one of them goes out for landslide or
storms,
weak road or storms, it's even more isolated.
Yeah.
And your grocery store is the only grocery store that serves the town of Stinson. Now, Bolinas, 5 miles away, has its own grocery store, but it's really important to talk a little bit about that isolation, especially in relationship to COVID. And I spent a lot of time out there, but I don't want to speak for anyone in town, although I think everyone would agree that we all owe you a huge debt of gratitude. Frankly, I think you've
Absolutely.
Kept the town going in a very difficult time. I know there are a lot of senior citizens that live in town for whom getting out is difficult sometimes, or getting groceries at all is difficult. And I know you provide, groceries certainly as an essential, but a meeting place, a gathering place, a home base, a place to connect. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, but that's part of our mission. The reason we are, my wife and me, 50% of the time there, working 12, 14 hours, is because we own the community also a lot.
Hmm.
All my employees belongs to the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic time, it was very hard for us. We even got COVID. We closed the store for 12 days.
Mm.
But nevertheless, I have all my local customers mm-hmm. sending me emails and calling me and calling Susie, of course. And, all the employees also were in touch with everybody, trying to know how are we doing with the COVID. And, it was a very nice communication among the whole community. They were worried about us, but we made it through. And then we opened after 12 days. It was very tough, though, all the lost business-wise. And mm-hmm. then, but the positive thing was that 12 days without working, it's awesome. that was awesome.
Well, that's a hard way to get a vacation.
But then we came back to work, and it was so nice to be back and taking care of everybody. Just opening the door was like listening to an angel singing. Yeah, it was nice.
You said being that cornerstone of the community is part of your mission. Can you talk a little bit about how you came to that?
Well, we know that we are the only store around. We know that if one of the roads close, as you mentioned, there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Either for people that wants to go over the hill to Mill Valley or any other place, it's hard. So when that happens in the winter time, for example, when we have storms and the roads are closed because of slides or whatever, we have to provide them with whatever they need, you know?
Right.
And it's hard for us because during that time when that happens, for the suppliers, it's also impossible sometimes to come to Stinson Beach and bring the
food groceries,
or
right.
the groceries or water or ice or whatever. So we are in the middle. But, you know, with all the experience that we got during these years, we know how to deal with that. Mm. So we have no problems. The store also comes with a very big top-of-the-line generator for keeping the store running with all the power that we need. So nothing goes bad. The store keeps open. And, you know, things like that. But it's very excited also to, you know, it's a challenge to be the only one in town.
Yes.
Because also we need to have fair prices, even though it's hard for us to deal with the suppliers that want to charge us extra money for freight or stuff because, oh, you guys are on Stinson Beach. That's mm-hmm. a long way. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, we have that issue all the time, especially now with the price of gas, prices of freight, dealing with drivers. The companies are having a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Recession, pandemic, fire season, you name mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
It's kind of depression. Yeah. It's kind of depressing to, you know, talk about all this, but that's a reality right now.
Absolutely.
Even though it's a beautiful place and, you know, we have a beautiful community. It's fun to be there. It's very relaxing. People love to walk at the beach, their dogs, flying kites, hiking, biking, surfing, etc. It's so nice to have everybody, especially this time of the year now.
I mean, you've been a pillar in West Marin in my childhood growing up out there. For my entire life, sandy toes from junior lifeguards running to the store to get yeah. lunch or waking up and missing eggs and running down to go get yeah. eggs, so spending the night at my friend's house.
Yeah, I'm glad that, Kalina, you were also involved with my daughters, the lifeguard junior mm-hmm. summer camp.
Yes.
Going to Santa Cruz for summer competitions, swimming competitions.
Being on the worst basketball team in the history of basketball. We were really, really bad.
Yeah, well.
I scored a basket on our own basket my first basketball game.
All right. Well, you can only go up from there.
Yes.
For those of our listeners who don't know, Kalina grew up in Bolinas.
Yes.
And Sergio's children and you went to school together.
Yes.
Do you have two daughters?
I have two daughters. Ali, my oldest daughter, she is attending Dominican, so she has one more semester to go. She will become a nurse.
Wow.
Natalia graduates from the University of Oregon as a PR. She works for Current Global, which is a very big company.
Mm-hmm.
She does marketing. Very nice daughters, very sweet, like their mother.
I was going to say, it must be all the parenting they got from their mother.
Absolutely.
And so you raised them at Stinson, but that is not, you are originally from Peru, is that right?
Yes, Susie and I were from Peru. We are from Lima. Then we came here, and 5 years after, Natalia was born in San Francisco.
And why'd you move?
Why? Because we, you know, my wife and I, since we met in, we're married for 32 years, 33 actually. So we met 2 years before that. So we are together for 35, 36 years. Since we met, we always had that spirit. I have the spirit, and she does too, of running around, moving around, exploring, going to new places, trying new stuff. So, you know, we always talk about leaving Peru for some reason, just because, you know. So we were thinking about leaving and moving to some other country in South America, which are beautiful countries also, like Chile or... Mm-hmm. Argentina or Paraguay, but my mother at that time when we were start planning and leaving Peru, she was in Stinson Beach for a while, and then when I talked to her, she said, why don't you come here for vacation, and if you like it, you stay, if you don't, you go to Chile or somewhere else. I said, okay, cool. So we came here and we fell in love. Just coming on that mm-hmm. Highway 1 from the airport, And just on the last curve up on the hill, when you can see the entire scenario of Stinson Beach and Bolinas Lagoon and mountain, and then a coyote going across Highway 1, it was like, okay, we stay here.
She was vacationing here, your mom?
She was visiting friends. Friends that went to Peru first, and they met them there. And then when they left, they invited my mother and my father to come here for vacation also. So they built a nice relationship, yeah.
And were you bilingual when you moved to the States?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
So you learned English in school growing up?
Yeah, we attended to a English school in Lima. So I speak actually English, or study English, since I was in kindergarten.
Wow.
So when we came here, the first week was horrible because we were like, good morning, John. Good morning. And everybody came like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Hey, dude, hey. And we were confused. You know, I said, wait a minute. I didn't read this in my books.
They didn't teach you the surf lingo in school.
My boss at that time went like, you know what? Forget that book, Serge. Serge, is it Sergio? No, Serge. You're Serge here. Okay, fine.
You have had other jobs prior to the Stinson Beach Market, if I'm not mistaken.
All the jobs that I had and Susie were related to the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, including McDonald's.
How long were you with them?
About 5 years. I opened McDonald's in Peru, working for McDonald's Corporation. I opened 7 restaurants with another person, which was actually the director for the real estate business, and I was in charge of the operation and all the departments. Then we decided to move here, and then McDonald's brought me here also. So we worked for a while at Fresno headquarters, and then visiting Stinson Beach all the time to see my mom and my former boss. Then we agreed to buy the store, which is another story.
You want to tell it?
Absolutely. So we used to come to Stinson Beach to visit my mom. And then one day, Lance Becker, which is my former boss, we also start working with them, for them. So they actually gave us the opportunity to work at the store. We worked there for a while, and then he offered me running the store as a manager, and I took that challenge. And then with the time, he offered me to buy the store. So we decide to do that, and then here we are running the store. But it took us a while to learn all the, you know, running the business. Thank God I have the McDonald's background and my business background and Susie's business background from Peru and other, you know, a lot of works. But everything related to food also.
Right.
You know, we always were doing food business. But, you know, high standards business with a lot of people involved as employees or suppliers and stuff like that. So it was pretty big for us all the years working and getting experience until we moved here. And then everything that we had in mind was converted into a small, quotations, big business in Stinson Beach. Because the store is small. It's not a big supermarket. It's a small store, but with a lot of action. And being, as you said, Stephanie and Kalina, the only ones in town, so there's a lot of work. And
yeah, it's a lot of pressure,
too. A lot of pressure, a lot of business, suppliers, and my local customers, and weddings, and parties, and bachelor parties, and you name it.
Well, and the summer crowd, and then that summer crowd became the year-round crowd during COVID because there was really nowhere anybody was going except to the coast.
Exactly.
And then the park was closed for a while, so there was a really large, I would imagine, drain on the town in general, but certainly on the amount. You must have seen a tremendous jump in the amount of people coming in.
Yeah, people from Mill Valley, from Tiburon, Sausalito, they were coming every day for shopping in the store. And, you know, we asked them, just having a conversation, they feel more comfortable there shopping than in another environment where there is more people and more crowds and, you know.
So you had local people from Marin driving over the hill to shop because it was small.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's not even taking in the huge draw of, you know, somebody coming from Hayward, Castro Valley, farther,
yeah.
You know. Fresno to go to the beach for the day or the weekend.
Or renting a house for a month, you know, just to stay away from COVID. But yeah, we deal with that.
Has that settled a bit?
Oh, yeah. Those last 2 years, we were super busy every day, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was like a 4th of July every day, taking care of all these customers. But now, since COVID, this is slowing down. We are going back to normal, which you feel the impact also in sales. You know, the business part is like, where did everybody go? But this is a normal cycle, so we're fine. We're fine.
It's a lot to manage, though. I mean, I think, you know, you had to be vigilant to keep yourselves healthy so that you could be there for, like you said, for the community. And I mean, I witnessed myself days where you couldn't keep the masks on, customers, and, you know, I think people forget, or when you come from another place to visit, you don't have a concept that this store is providing a service beyond those potato chips that I want to take to the beach.
Yeah. I mean, we deal with all kind of customers, the people that they were aware of the rules in Marin. And as you said, people from other places where they were not very strict with these COVID rules. However, we educate them and we ask them to please, you know, follow the rules and take care of us. Because tomorrow, if you don't wear your mask and I get COVID and you can't shop in here, you won't find the door open.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we may have to close. But people were so nice. Everybody was so nice.
I'm glad to hear that. So I know it's sort of a big business in a small space. And how many employees did you say you have?
We have seven. Well, but these seven employees also deal with their families and friends and their old worlds, you know. So everybody's taking care of each other due to COVID. But everybody was so nice, and they actually took care of themselves very well.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
And we were always communicating about, Sergio, I have a headache. I have to test. I have to do this. I have to do that. And we were fine, though. One thing is that they deserve also their vacation, their benefits, and to take a break. Because it's hard, you know, especially on the weekends, taking care of 2,000, 3,000 people coming through the door.
Wow.
Either for a bottle of water or a big shopping cart full of groceries.
You just mentioned 2,000 or 3,000 people in a day. Would you say that's a high end of what you see?
Yeah.
And how many locals? What's the population in town?
Well, the population is about 500 people in town. Well, I don't know now because everything has changed. The logistics, the demo, I think has been changed in Stinson since two situations happened. One is the Airbnb phenomenon and then the COVID for the last 24 months. I hate to mention COVID all the time, but, you know, the last 24 months we had that COVID. And then the Airbnb also created an impact on the population and people leaving and people coming. And so we have to adjust the business to all these changes, you know. John Smith, for give an example, love to buy salmon every day. Now John Smith moved to Arizona. So we don't sell that product all the time. Now we have to switch to something else that Mary Jones wants now, and she just moved from Texas. Or things like that. And it happened really quick in the last 3 or 4 years. But that's part of the beauty of the business.
Well, and I mean,
we love it.
It's almost like a restaurant in that way. When you talk about certain customers liking the certain products, it's like what's on the menu at my grocery store. I mean, you don't get that when you go to, you know, Safeway or something, right? I mean, it's very interesting that you're able to tailor it like that. I mean, it's just another community service.
The only thing that we can't provide with is the beautiful weather. It's funny, sometimes we have to deal some customers that they come from over the hill and they have a wedding and they are expecting a
they're all upset.
Beautiful sunny day on the 4th or the 3rd of July or the 7th of July when
no
the
way.
Fog is in San Francisco, and they get upset with us because it's foggy. And I said, listen, it's going to be sunny in 30 minutes. Trust me. And then they leave the store very happy. So that's okay, you know?
I love it.
Do you market your business as minority-owned ever? Or have you thought about that ever?
Yeah, I think so. We also employ some Hispanic employees. And it's cool because I will say that a big part of my customers also are from different cultures and different races and different countries. So we speak Spanish, we speak English. Sometimes there are some Italians coming into the store, so I speak a little Italian. You know, people from South America come to the store from Chile, from Argentina. Even their Spanish is a little different. But, you know, in the store, everybody understands each other very well. Different entities, you know, different cultures, different countries from different continents, let's say it that way. And we take care of everybody, and it's very cool.
To me, it's something to be celebrated. Have you ever had any ramifications that are unkind or...
Well, I remember many, many years ago, and this is something that I will not forget. Somebody told me that you guys should speak English only when you are working in the store.
Hmm.
And I say, why? Well, because, you know, it's America. Mm. I say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're totally right. I agree with you. This is America. But America has a lot of people, 300 mm-hmm. million people.
Mm-hmm.
And America opened their doors to the rest of the world for tourism. And when you come to visit San Francisco from Spain and you don't speak English, you feel very comfortable in my store when I speak Spanish to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give them a tour and tell them what to visit in Stinson Beach and San Francisco. And I may send them to your business, you know. And I don't know how you're going to deal with him because he doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, you know what, you're right, Serge. I said, well, you know, I'm just trying to be very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to offend anybody. It's just the way we are. And it's the way the world should be.
Mm-hmm. That's such a positive, proactive approach. Similarly, as we highlight different businesses here through this podcast, I'm seeing already, as we've had 6 or 7 episodes, the opportunity for each person or business that's been featured then to connect with each other. Mm-hmm. It just keeps, the ripples keep rippling, right? And mm-hmm. in a positive direction.
Totally positive.
It's great.
Yeah. Time has changed. Population have changed in Marin. And to be more specific, in Stinson, I have local customers, local friends that they came from Chile. They came from Venezuela. They are from Mexico. I have employees from Mexico. I'm even learning some words that they use in Mexico that I didn't know. They speak now like Peruvians as we are, and they use, for example, corn in Mexico has a name. We call it choclo. So now my employees call it choclo, which is super cool. You know, and we laugh. And we have a good time. And my customers from Venezuela come and they ask me for arepas. So we didn't know what's arepas, which is a beautiful, it's like a tortilla dish, very Venezuelan. And now we have those. So we enjoy that.
Well, and yeah. Community is what it's all about.
Exactly. Without community, there is nothing. I mean, I depend on my community. The community depends on me. So we are tight each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
and we do our best.
And what you said in the beginning, it's your mission. I mean, I think that's it's simple, but it's very impactful.
Yeah.
So may you have many days where the sun comes out in 30 minutes this summer.
Yeah.
And tell us where people can find you if they don't know.
Well, we are located in Stinson Beach downtown, right on the corner of Highway 1 and Calle del Mar. And then the phone number is 415-868-1923. We are open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 p.m.
Well, Sergio and Susie will be waiting for anyone out there listening. And Sergio, thank you for making time in what I know is a busy schedule of community. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for working on this because actually we are one Marine.
Oh.
We appreciate you guys. And my wife, again, she was very sad not to be here, but all her love is here with me to share with you and all the people listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to Susie also. We'll talk to you soon. If you want to join the conversation or make suggestions, reach us at weareonemarin@gmail.com. The Marin Community Foundation generously sponsors this podcast. Our theme music is performed by a student at Enriching Lives Through Music. Elm is in San Rafael's Canal neighborhood. Finally, a reminder to support diverse local businesses and shop Marin.